Yes, hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Miguel. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Alley Craft Workers. How you doing today, sir?
Good, thank you.
Glad to hear that, sir. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time. And the first one is, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
Currently retired. I worked 28 years.
Oh, and you, okay, okay. And what was your primary branch of the trade when you were working, sir? Was it cement,
mason?
Bricklayer. Okay, okay. And how about on the last job that you work on? Were you a improver, finisher, or helper in practice? Journey level mechanic, foreman?
Journeyman level.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently, oh, you say you're already retired. Okay, excuse me, let's go ahead to the next one. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, sir, if there's any?
None.
None. Okay, perfect. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Great, great. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Great, great. And thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. Okay, okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as they were last year?
Probably about the same.
Okay, great, great. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay, and thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now, sir?
More.
More, okay. And now looking at your family economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It depends on whether they vote Biden out or not.
Okay, so, okay. Okay, and switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site when you were working, which of the following health or safety hazards were you more concerned at that time on the job, sir? Was it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, dust and air quality, or no real safety concerns?
What was the second one?
The second one was careless people on the job?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person?
No.
Yes, online, or no? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, okay, perfect, sir. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. So I'm going to read you some categories. The first one is political canvassing.
No.
Union organizing?
No.
And last one, picketing?
No.
Great, great, great. Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? When you were working, let's say, how often did a union worker visit it? Regularly or occasionally or never?
Occasionally.
Perfect, perfect. In changing the subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are the least likely to get your news from. And please rank those sources from the 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from, sir. And the first one is print or online newspaper.
2.
Okay. And the next one, the internet or social media?
3.
And cable news?
2.
And how about radio?
2.
And local TV news programming?
1.
And last one, friends and neighbors?
4.
That's a 4. Okay, great, great. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, foreign policy, jobs in the economy, healthcare, education, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else, sir?
Immigration.
Immigration, perfect. And how about, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, hear, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes, you heard a lot about it. Yes, you heard some about it. Or yes, you heard a little bit about it.
Some.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act insurance payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elect officials support it?
Very important.
Very, okay. And generally speaking, do you believe that Democratic Party and the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republican Party.
Okay, and as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working condition. Which side do you support more in this dispute, sir? The United Workers or the GM, Ford, or Stellantis?
UAW.
Perfect, perfect. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, sir. And you can approve it strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove it strongly. And the first one is his job as president overall.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, the next one, the economy.
Strongly disapprove.
And healthcare?
Strongly disapprove.
How about support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
Immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
And last one, foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Perfect. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job? Is strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, okay. And are you a registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Great. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or the chances are 50-50 that you will vote?
Certain.
Perfect. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Trump. Okay, Donald Trump. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Perfect. And turning back to back, How will you rate that overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, cuz, fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. Okay. And this is on your own words. How could the union best improve its representation and service? This is like if you have a feedback or whatever you think that they can improve.
I've been retired for several years, and I really don't stay involved enough to give a decent opinion.
Okay, okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and write that down. Okay. Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you for your patience. Great, great. And this one, too, is based on your own words. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Securing work.
Securing work. Okay. Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, union meetings, mail, job site, text, SMS?
Mail.
Mail, perfect. And how?
Mail or text.
Oh, mail or text. Okay, okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Once a year.
Perfect. Okay, and the next one is, now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat or a Republican?
Republican.
Great, and will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Perfect, sir. We're almost complete over here, sir. We're almost done. And just to make sure we are representing everybody, sir, and what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Asian American, Native American, or other, sir?
White, Caucasian.
Perfect. And yes, we're almost done right here, sir. This is strictly for verification purposes by my superiors. Can I please have your first name? Just your first name, sir.
Kevin.
Kevin. Mr. Kevin. Okay. Kevin. Okay, sir. And yes, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience, sir. You have a good rest of the day. I really appreciate you helped her.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good rest of the day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.